Encouraging Student Participation. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Encouraging student participation. One of the most important tasks that any teacher ever has is to encourage the student to participate in the discussions, in the thinking, in the activity of the class. And there are many students who like to sit back and just mentally participate or listen. There are many students who are a little delicate about speaking up. They're afraid of their own voice, afraid of their own shadow. There are many students who feel that they are being compared to others when they're asked to participate, and that this comparison makes them better or worse, and so they don't want to participate. Now, this even goes for teachers. Teachers attending teacher functions oftentimes find it very difficult to participate because they feel that they are not supposed to be on parade. They are supposed to be attending and learning as a student in the program, and they forget that's exactly what they ask of their students. They ask their students to participate. They ask their students to do things in the class, and they themselves are reluctant to do the same thing. Why is it that student participation is such an vital, dynamic part of the growth of a student in any classwork? A class is a group of people who are all seeking to be aware of information and be aware of wonderful new ideas and wonderful new sharing. But it's more than that. A class participation is the idea that you are in your peers and you are speaking up and that your voice is important, that your contribution is important, that your presence is important, that who you are is important. This is a very important thing. Now, as I teach mature people, primarily adults, and as I work with these adults, I think to myself, shall I encourage them to participate? Or shall I just let them sit back and vegetate and get only a small part of what the course has to offer? Should I encourage them to come forth and do things? Shall I encourage them to express their very finest and their very best? And sometimes I think, no, maybe I better not. I might offend them, and then they might not want to come back to participate in our program again. I might in some way offend them, and they might not feel happy with their peers because they attempted something that they were not perfect at, and their peers thought that they were very stupid and very bad. You see, student participation is the most important thing in life. It's the most important thing in life, and it is the thing that most of us have not gained all of our life. What is it that we tell a person who is learning piano? Practice, practice, practice. What is it we tell a metaphysician student who is learning his studies? Affirm, affirm, affirm. State your affirmation. State your affirmation. State them until you had it up to your craw and you cannot stand anymore. You're ready to die. And then state it some more. And when you get past that craw bit, that being stuffed or drowning feeling, then you start to get your second wind and you come forth with the magic of who you are. A friend of ours has a church that he calls the Church of Surprises. Yes, this is what our life is. Our life is an experience of surprises. We sometimes think to ourselves, when will I ever learn this? When will I ever learn the fundamentals of what I'm doing? I practice them, I practice them. I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. When will it ever happen? I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. My God, I'd love to be whole and perfect. How can I ever be whole and perfect? When am I going to be whole and perfect? I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. You say it again and 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 again. And you get so tired of saying it, and you think, it is a useless thing. I'm practicing on the piano and nothing happens. I play the piano for years and I'm no good. Yeah. But when you practice with all your heart and all your soul and all your being, when you practice with love, when you play and practice the piano with love, you learn quickly. So it is when you practice your affirmations. I'm whole and perfect. I am whole and perfect. Put your heart, your emotion, your joy, your delight in making these statements. I'm whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Oh, we have affirmations out the gazoo. You can have as many as you want, and you can say them as often as you want. But you know, until you have made it yours, until you feel so comfortable in saying it, And then you look at your body, and you haven't been looking at your body, but your body been hurting, your body been feeling bad, but little by little, your body doesn't feel bad anymore. Little by little, your body starts feeling kind of nice. And you take this as a natural thing. You don't realize it's because you have been practicing your affirmation. You have been diligent. You have been encouraged to participate by your teacher. Encouraging student participation is one of the most important aspects of teaching. The teacher makes the subject so exciting. The teacher makes the subject so delightful. The teacher doesn't give the student why and wherefore of many things, but rather just enter in. Enter in. Sing the songs. Sing the song. Sing the song. Sing the song. We took from we took from Sound of Music, this lovely little song that Julie Andrews sang. And she was singing it in this way. Doe, a deer, a female deer. Ray, a drop of setting sun. Me, a name I call myself. Far, a long, long way to run. So, a needle follows thread. La, will always follow so. Tree will always come with jam. That brings us back to do, 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 do. Do, a deer, female deer. Ray, a drop of setting sun. Me, a name I call myself. Far, a long, long way to run. So, a needle follows thread. La, will always follow so. Tea, a drink with jam and bread. And that brings us back to do, 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 do. And on and on and on and on and on and on. And as she was teaching the children to sing, they said, well, how do you sing? And she said, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Well, what does that mean? What does that mean? And the joyous, imaginative teacher, the shining light, said, do, a deer, a female deer. Ray, a drop of setting sun. Me, a name I call myself. Fa, a long, long way to run. So, a needle follows thread. La, will always follow so. Tea, a drink with jam and bread. And that brings us back to do, 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 and on, and on, and on. And pretty soon, the children knew, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. And they made it theirs. And it was a joy, and their participation made it theirs. Hearing her sing it was a delight, and a bubble, goosebumps all over her. But having them sing it was a thrill that soared down to the very heart of their being. My friends, this is what life is all about. This is what joy is all about. This is what being a participant in life and not just an observer. Try it. You'll find that if you can encourage student participation, especially in yourself, miracles will happen to you, as they do all the time when you're not looking. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you so much. I love you. I love you.